Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by BMX, Better Mobile Experience. Leading off today, we talked last week about Apple's plans for new tech-woven cases for the iPhone 17 Pro. Meanwhile, for the iPhone 17 Air, we have a few details on what to expect. Mark Gurman reports that Apple has at least considered and tested a case for the iPhone 17 Air that surrounds the edges but doesn't cover the back. If that sounds familiar, it's because Apple offered a bumper case exactly like that for the iPhone 4 in 2010. You might even remember getting one for free in response to the AntennaGate saga. Apple offered free cases to iPhone 4 users in response to people saying that holding the device in a certain way would lead to reduced cellular reception. Gurman doesn't provide any further details, and it's not clear if the bumper case has made its way out of the consideration and testing phase. That said, a case like this does make a lot of sense for the iPhone 17 Air. It could provide a basic level of protection against scuffs and scratches while still retaining much of its visual sleekness. In addition to the bumper case, Apple is also rumored to be working on a smart battery case for the iPhone 17 Air. One of the compromises of the device's ultra-thin design will be battery life, and this case is one of the ways Apple plans to address those concerns. Apple last sold a smart battery case for the iPhone 11 series in 2019. Apple is expected to announce its entire iPhone 17 lineup in just a couple of weeks at an event in September. We're expecting invites for that event to be sent out as soon as today. Next up today, Bloomberg has a report detailing more about what to expect from the foldable iPhone coming next year. Bloomberg says the foldable iPhone will open like a book to reveal a larger inner display, just like many Android foldables. The foldable iPhone will feature a total of four cameras, one on the front screen, one on the inside, and two on the back. It will also use Touch ID for biometrics instead of Face ID, and use Apple's in-house cellular modem for connectivity. The inclusion of four cameras supports the multifunctional form factor. A foldable iPhone could be used much like a regular iPhone when closed, with an outward-facing touchscreen around 5.4 inches. You'd have an accompanying front-facing camera and a higher-resolution main camera on the back that can be used for taking the best photos possible without unfolding. The second rear camera on the back would be used for either ultra-wide or telephoto pictures, but it's unclear which lens you'll get right now. Then, when unfolded, you'll see another camera lens serving as the selfie camera when you're in that 8-inch unfolded screen. The use of Touch ID in a flagship iPhone may sound weird at first, given that all other iPhones have moved on to Face ID. However, this foldable device has strict thinness requirements, so it isn't too bulky when closed. This is believed to be one of the reasons Apple is opting for Touch ID instead of Face ID. The Touch ID sensor will be located on the side button for easy access when folded or unfolded. Finally, Bloomberg says that Apple will only offer black or white color options for its first foldable iPhone. Suppliers will start ramping up production early next year for a consumer release next fall. We are sponsored this week by BMX, Better Mobile Experience. Over 1.7 million power banks have been recalled just since March because most still use lithium-ion batteries filled with flammable liquid. Whether you drop it, overcharge it, or leave it in a hot car, you risk fire or swelling. BMX is changing that with its solid-safe power bank. It uses a solid-state cell with no flammable liquid and keeps working even when punctured. There's a demo you can watch at the link in the show notes. You still get features like 15-watt magnetic wireless charging, 20-watt USB-C, a built-in LED display, and an ultra-thin design. There's a 10,000 mAh version, plus one with a built-in microSD slot for mobile backups. Hit the link in the show notes today to learn more, and if you buy three or five, they'll throw in a charging dock for free. My thanks to BMX for sponsoring the show. Finally today, Apple seems to be open to anything and everything when it comes to delivering the next generation of Siri. After reports that it could be powered by OpenAI or Anthropic, Google has now entered the conversation. Bloomberg says that Google, which offers its own ChatGPT competitor called Gemini, is training a model that could run on Apple's servers to power the new Siri experience. This model would serve as the foundation of the new Siri slated to launch next year. No decision has been reached yet, but Apple is putting these models in head-to-head competitions against its own models. This is being described as a bake-off and designed to see which approach will work best. There are two versions of Siri in testing, one dubbed Linwood that's powered by Apple's own models, and another codenamed Glenwood that runs on outside technology currently being tested between OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google. Anthropic was believed at one point to be the frontrunner to power the next generation version of Siri, but Apple reportedly couldn't come to a financial agreement with the company. Gemini, meanwhile, powers Android's AI system as well as Samsung's. The tool is used to make AI features in many apps and services possible, including in third-party software that runs on the Mac, the iPhone, and the iPad. Separately, Bloomberg reports that some Apple leaders have considered using non-Apple models to power features under the Apple Intelligence umbrella, but as of right now, Apple is only actively considering a possible outside model for Siri. All other Apple Intelligence features, like what we have today, would continue to be powered by Apple's model. If one thing's clear, it's that Apple has a lot of balls up in the air right now, and if it's going to hit its target timeline of shipping the new Siri experience next year, then it needs to start making some of these decisions. Because again, there are several paths being tested inside Apple that determine the future of the Siri voice assistant as we know it today. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.